This Marketplace podcast is supported by Harvest, painless time tracking for creative professionals and agencies worldwide. Harvest tracks billable hours anywhere, creates invoices in seconds, and builds powerful reports to help keep projects on budget. More at getharvest.com. Marketplace is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
On a Friday broadcast, we go over the week that was, what we learned at the gun range, and who would win the public radio Hunger Games. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is the Marketplace Podcast for Friday, the 25th of January. Good as always to have you with us. And let's recap, shall we? The Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner, cleaned out his office today, his last day on the job. Coincidentally or not, Wall Street kept on climbing, and Congress is still doing whatever it is that Congress does with the American economy. We're going to wrap it all up in the next 4 minutes or so with John Carney from CNBC and Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, so John, let me ask you this. Timothy Geithner, as he leaves, give me the 45-second legacy that he departs with.
He had the toughest job any Treasury Secretary has had, probably in American history. And he made it out without a disaster, without making the disaster worse. I give him pretty good marks on this.
Neela, you?
You know, I agree with John. He was the man we needed at the time we needed him, but he had a lopsided record. You know, banks are better capitalized. They're better off than they were before the crisis, but they got bigger under his tenure. We still have 10 million homeowners who owe more on their mortgages than what their homes were worth. And so lopsided at best, you know. He got us through the crisis, though.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's you know, step away from the politics and look at what a lot of people look at when they try to judge the American economy, the stock market. The Dow is bumping up to 14,000 today, John. Your television network, CNBC, made much hay of five-year highs and, you know, 7 days up out of 10. Should we just get ready for the bubble to burst again here? Where are we going?
I'd be very nervous. I mean, we've had a you know, dramatic increase. We're up, you know, 12% in the last 2 months or something. If I were an investor, and I'm not allowed to buy stocks on my own because I work for CNBC, but I would say, you know, you've probably just missed the big rally. Don't go piling into stocks right now.
Neela, are you nervous?
A little bit, because a lot of that uprise was on consumer discretionary.
Yeah.
And if consumers ever decide to stop spending, well, there goes your stock market.
We just took away a big part of their paycheck by bringing back FICA. They are going to stop spending.
Yeah, the payroll tax, that extra 2%. But you know, keeping on going with that, John, I mean, Congress now has kicked the debt ceiling can down the road. And I apologize. I know I hate that. but you know, at least they're trying, right? Is Congress making a good faith effort here, or what do you think?
I think we're going to be permanently in this mode, at least as far as the eye can see, where we will just keep kicking the can down the road. But you know what? The good thing about kicking the can down the road is you get down the road. Sometimes that's what you need to do.
So, Neela, I got in trouble, like a week, 10 days ago, when I said to Congressman Jerry Nadler, I asked him if he understood the reputation that Congress has in the country at large when it comes to the economy. And he said, yeah, I think we do. When is that ever going to change? I mean, are they ever going to be able to do anything about this?
Not the way they're behaving right now.
Yeah.
You know, this debt ceiling delay has real economic effects. The reason why firms aren't hiring is because of the uncertainty here in Washington. And they've done nothing to alleviate that by kicking the can down the road. It's okay to kick it if you know where you're going, but we still don't know. We still don't know if we're going to get a resolution to the debt ceiling and the automatic spending cuts that take place on March 1st. And so they're not leading us anywhere specific. And that's bad for markets. It's bad for the economy.
Yeah, one thing I don't think we're seeing a lot of press about, John, is we've got like 5 weeks till the sequester comes in, those budget cuts that Neela was talking about.
Oh, believe me, you're going to start seeing a lot of talk about this probably starting Monday. I think everybody took a breather.
Do you have plans, John, for Monday?
Yes. You know, if you tune into CNBC, you'll definitely be hearing about the sequester next week. I think everybody took a little breather. There was almost exhaustion from the debt ceiling, from the fiscal cliff. But the sequester's coming, and that's going to be a big fight.